No, we
with his poor form now.
With his poor form, you think you went and matched your keeper?
It's your boy Shea Wolo. And you're listening to
Ball Gecko Podcast.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Ball Gecko Podcast. I'm Yuve, aka Mayowa. We have Ayola Kelechi in the building and Shea Awolo. It's energy for me today. I'm energized.
Energizer, stop it, though. What's going on here?
The energizer power is bunny. Plenty. You know why? You know why?
Why?
Because today we are going to let you know our Ball Gecko XI, and then we are going from the 90s. So we are going to tell you 11 players that are going to start for us, and then our manager too. It is going to be fire today. Fire!
What?
Why are you pouring water?
What's going on?
Why are you being a Tariq? Like,
where did all this?
I'm fired.
Come from?
I'm energized.
Don't be
fired.
Foundational African. Sorry, foundational America. Sorry, foundational
energy for me today. Energy.
Foundational Borgeko.
They tell you what has the immigration done for us in the Borgeko community?
Everybody here is shocked. Where? Like this guy that was going and now is just shouting. It's energy for me today. Energy.
Come on, energy.
Pure energy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I
like
that.
Don't you like the energy?
Let it be pure.
It's pure. No, okay. Everybody knows I'm a Christian. No wine. No, I'm pure. Pure breed.
All right, so foundational Ball Gecko East. So, what formation are we going with? I'll go like a 4-3-3 if you ask me. But what you guys
think? I think that's fine. 4-3-3, 4-4-2.
I want 3-4-3, but these guys will never agree. Because they don't know ball.
Which ones we don't know ball? We don't know ball before 2-2-2-2-2.
More ball.
3-4-3 again.
It's 4-3-3. We do 4-4-2.
We did 4-2-2-2 throughout the group stages with Nigeria. We won all the matches.
So we should have
changed to 4-2-4. Everything went to nonsense.
No, they said it was regards a phone call.
Put on email.
He said it was a
phone
call.
The wrong person not call you.
Ashele Dumare. He say,
if you see some calls, don't pick.
Don't be on call. Be blessed.
In case maybe they want to run a sponsored Ball Gecko podcast. Or,
you will receive the call.
I'm available.
To receive
so
the call.
You receive the call.
No, not the call. They will write, maybe they write letter. This mail they can send me.
Hey God, when they want deliver, when you want receive it, who will bring it? A seagull will drop it for you at your doorstep, baby. Hilarious. Anywho, back to our China XI. You call them in a high hex.
XI.
They give you two red card.
These are red card after. It's red carded.
Okay, so are we doing 4-3? Are we doing 4-3-3 and not this 3-4-3? Are we diamond?
4-3-3 is fine.
4-3-3. Are we?
Yeah. So who's the manager? So who's our goalkeeper?
Say from the 90s, I'll be like 1990s to now.
Well, in the color TV, please.
Not color
the,
television.
Color TV is in the 80s, so it's not our fault that we don't have it.
National type of KDK.
They've not bought me, so
wow.
I don't know.
Oh wow.
So wow. Probably three choices: Oliver Kahn, Manuel Neuer. I don't think any other goalkeeper apart from these two have been like in their own excellent. Like on their own, you could
Casillas.
Say
us
on their own.
Luis van der Sar,
Peter Cech.
Yeah, I still think this guy is consistently in club country.
Those guys
are just tired.
They are
now,
too young to even be in the mix right now.
So I think those guys have been like, we've seen both Oliver Kahn and Neuer be best players for Germany and also best players for Bayern Munich at the same time.
Well, you know what JJ Okocha did to Oliver Kahn, his stocks dropped. So
how that was the, like at the start of his career.
I don't care. It's
how would his stock now drop because of that?
As far as I'm concerned,
he went on to win the best player at the World Cup after that dribble. What did the coach do?
Oliver.
Oliver. What did the coach do at the World Cup?
Please don't bring Okocha to this conversation. Respect.
Why?
Respect.
We're going to talk about.
He was so great. They had to name him twice.
We're going to talk about this whole exercise, and we're not going to mention Okocha.
You don't want to mention Okocha.
Shebi, we're going to do the exercise together. I will see whether he's going to.
I'm respect.
The only reason, why, if we don't hear Okocha on these things, because somebody has been a Tariq.
You know what? Let's add 7 bench players to it.
He will not still make it.
But which place? Of which place? But which to show up? I don't even want to be patriotic. Vincent Aiyaman, because he's not a good keeper.
Yeah, he's a good goalkeeper.
So why can't he be our keeper?
When you look at what these other guys have done.
I have a feeling nobody's going to mention Taribo West as defender either. For Amunike.
It's a tough one.
You people are going to be biased in this. You people are going to be picking foreigners. You are going to start behaving like Tariq and say they are not foundational players. I'm waiting to hear this. this is a
there's no comeback for that.
Uh-huh.
So God, I think we are going for Nua. But for me,
not even, he does not agree.
Not even Vizeteyama.
So Yama for you. It's like we'll do two.
No, but at the same time, now I think about it, was it?
No, it
we
wasn't.
Don't we don't think we have it's any good. African keepers like are feeling that spot.
No,
African keeper.
There are a number of African goalkeepers.
We have some good African goalkeepers
that
now.
That showed themselves in like
Nua.
Not like Nua, obviously.
Who? Tell me. Onana.
Your point. No. Your point has
These
been
guys
made.
Guys are not even close. Mendy. I'm talking of people like Big, people like Songo, people like Kameni. These were really good goalkeepers, but they didn't reach the same levels as
these all these
guys.
People did not have 84 rating in FIFA.
What's my business with their rating?
So, Elelu, can we please not, let's not, before we go into that part, where as I said, some of these things are quite biased in their picking and they do not favor Africans, please.
Okay,
let's not even go into that direction. Thank you very much. Thank you, please. Yes.
But FIFA, more respect. I'm here for you guys. You guys are not making any mistake.
When did they start spelling your African players' name correctly?
When they gave Mendy Lua.
When did they start spelling African names on their game properly?
True.
I remember when the FIFA ratings came out and they gave Mendy, I think, 81 or 82, and Myra wanted to cry. Now he's talking about how FIFA don't make mistakes. Mm-hmm.
No,
that's just like
can do some things.
Right.
He says endorsements.
But true, they do that stuff. And well, maybe it's FA, maybe it's us that have issues. You see several editions and there's no Nigeria there. It's very annoying.
Best
very
belief.
Annoying.
But anyhow, so we are going with Nua. Is it Nua that everybody's choosing for the goalkeeper? Because I'll say Nua was a good. I'll say he was a good goalkeeper.
Yeah,
as
I
well.
Think. Yeah.
Manu Nua is our goalkeeper.
Yeah.
Check.
Now centre backs. Since it's a 4-4-2, we have two wingers, right? Two wing defenders and two centre backs.
Yeah.
So who in our middle?
That's tough. Very very tough.
I think
you mentioned terrible ways. We're kicking you out.
Okay. Kafu.
That'll be right back.
Okay, that's right back. Sorry.
The thing is, there have been so many great centre backs.
Actually,
since the '90s, we could talk of the Nestas, the Cannavaros.
Nesta.
I think it's the Italians. If I go to talk about centre backs, the Italians are something
else. Centre back, much left back. Cannavaro,
Sergio Ramos.
Stam.
Yeah,
Stam. Okay, that's
so Campbell.
Although John Terry, for some reason, he never really
Ferdinand.
Played for England that much, and I don't know why.
No, they had issues with that whole English thing for some reason. You can imagine going to World Cup and Owen Hargreaves is the best player for England. Where there is Steven Gerrard,
but he was a
Frank
quality
Lampard.
Player.
And but compared to the names they had,
I mean names are not the same as quality. I think.
Well, I mean they don't always turn up
because
for the national.
Because
they did not turn up for their national
because
team.
Because Hargreaves didn't play in England until much later.
Of which another is that we don't have any African
centre backs.
We don't have any African.
I mean, we talked about centre backs. We talked about African centre backs on an episode of the podcast a while back.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying for our team, we don't have.
I think if we look at the best ones, even the ones that we mentioned at the time, the likes of Robert Song, the likes of Sami Kufuor.
You can't compare them to any of these guys.
I think
now.
Why not?
Probably be the closest.
You know what? Maybe we'll do an African XI. That's it.
No. We are doing. Thank you.
Do you want to compare any of our African defenders to these people we just called Maldini, Cannavaro, Stam?
If I can remember every single one of them's names as well as that, yes, I'm sure. Because if I'm not even mistaken, the last French team, majority of that team was black, and their defense was not bad as well during the last World Cup.
Yeah, well.
So why are we forgetting?
I mean, even the World
Cup, we really don't have any African defenders.
The first World Cup France won, I think they had people like Thuram in defense, people like Desailly in defense. But number one, these guys are not
African.
Yeah. They didn't represent an African country to start with.
Like you can see now, Rudiger, when it's time to play ball, it's France. But now that there's holiday, he's going to Sierra Leone. I'm like, okay, nice
roots.
One, boss, nice.
His roots.
Yeah, we now see you win his Nations Cup.
My guy want to run for, he want to run for political office.
But you can't blame these guys. You know why I don't blame them? Because right from under 15, the national team is there for them. Mm. So you have been playing under 15, under 16, under 17. So automatically, you just phase into the seniors.
Apart from that, it's probably where they grew up.
Again, that's too.
Those
and
are the people who
these
have
are our guys.
In your
all
football.
Of us have been training together.
Immigration and how it favors the indigenous of the country.
Yeah, they are. What's that Tariq word? Indigenous black.
Foundational blacks. Yeah. Foundational youth.
Foundational country that they are playing for.
People are nowhere.
Yeah.
BS.
We are boho. Are you well? So defense is very hard. Well, if I was going to go wild, two people, definitely my John Terry.
I know you always bam bam bam.
Shame. And then after John Terry, I'll go for Nesta. Nesta was just something else.
I think actually normally I would want to pick Maldini at left back because he's naturally left back. But the fact that a lot of what he did happened when he moved to centre back, I think for me it would be Maldini and Sergio Ramos.
Ah, red card. I can't joke with that. You know, I thought about Sergio Ramos, but I'm like, if we have one game to play now and then it's 8 minutes spoil and the guy just red card.
How?
You know, recently I was reading about something and then they were talking about the rules of red card and yellow card, how it evolved into football. And then you know what the guy said? He said, but some players have not gotten the hang of it, like Sergio Ramos. It's like that guy forgets that there's red card.
This Chelsea defender that had the hair. Tall. Is it, I always forget.
Cavallo.
No, Cavallo. He was
David Luiz.
Yes.
God forbid, but
no.
For real?
The problem of David Luiz is inconsistency.
And sometimes it's very good. Sometimes
something else, and then sometimes it will make the worst.
Just
mistakes.
Lack of concentration.
I agree with Nesta, Sha. May I agree with your Nesta pick?
Okay, so Nesta, we have Nesta. Who's the other person? Nesta.
I don't get why you wouldn't agree with Sergio Ramos, because if you look at
Sergio has his moments.
That's what people not get.
If
red
you look
card.
At the the most important moments of the last, should I say 10, 15, maybe even 20 years, things like
he has always been
World
top
Cup,
he
things has always like the been Euros, there. Yeah, he's always been there. Champions League as well.
In your Ororo day head.
So Ramos and Nesta. Yeah. Right? Imagine that pain. You are Ramos, Nesta. Right back. You said Cafu already.
Yeah, Cafu.
It's between both of them, either Cafu or Daniel Alves.
Daniel Alves is an upgraded version of Cafu.
Yes, exactly. You can see that he watched Cafu's script. Yeah, he read the script.
Yeah. As in,
and then he improved on it. He's the most decorated player ever, too.
Left
the
back.
History of football. Okay. Left back. Of course, we know it's Roberto Carlos.
Roberto Carlos.
Nobody.
Step aside.
Nobody.
Philippe Lam will give him a run for his money.
No. Not Roberto Carlos. You know why? Attacking, he's there. Defense
as
is there.
Philippe Lam.
As he owns that Philippe Lam.
He's faster than Philippe Lam.
It's not all about speed.
He can take
accuracy.
He can take shots,
power.
He can take corner kicks.
Yeah.
So he's there for
sets. I don't really think he.
That's the edge. That's
he owns that
edge.
Entire wing from that's front to
in
back.
In terms of free kick, I think he was.
The only thing that Philippe Lam will have over him, maybe presence in the box for crossing.
Height, you mean?
Philippe Lam is like 5'7 or 5'8.
He's shorter than Ramos. Than Carlos.
They would probably be the same height at first. But that's not what you need a left back for.
I don't think so. I think Carlos is the shortest.
But nothing concerns Philippe Lam with entering into the
box. If I'm going to call Philippe Lam, I'll call Ashley Cole too.
Why?
Because Roberto Carlos is a legend.
No,
we can still talk about Lam.
I'm not talking about
talking about legends.
Mm-hmm.
Why
is Philippe Lam not a legend?
Bros.
Why is he not a legend? No, just answer now. Why is he not a legend?
Because Roberto Carlos is more legendary.
That's one of the best defenders ever to play football.
In the left back.
At any way. Left back, right back.
That's several players.
Do you get how good you have to be able to do both wings that consistently, that well?
Cancelo is doing it.
Not as well as Philippe Lam.
Okay.
All right, coming back into the team creation, guys. Getting a little bit emotional with the argument.
All of us agree.
Yes.
Roberto Carlos. That's
two
over
two
one.
No,
it's Carlos.
Idols rules.
Bam. Thank you.
Nigerian Idols rules. Really.
So, do we have our starting defense?
Yes.
So, that's so, Nesta.
Neo, Ramos, Nesta, Carlos, Alves.
Mm. Right?
Yeah.
So, are we
going for DMs or centers? Our center midfield.
Center DM. No,
oh, we said 4-3-3.
Yeah, that's 4-3-3 now.
And so, are we going for a center midfield?
So, do you want to do 4-4-2?
No,
4-3-3.
4-3-3 is prime.
So, right. Who will be in our center?
Our center midfield. I'm between Iniesta and Zidane.
Hard one. You know, I wanted to mention.
Let's not forget that. And at the same time, I'm still going to call our own too.
Who's our
one? Our number seven.
Who's our number seven?
He was so greasy, I had to name him twice. But I'll put him at the midfield. Yes, I'll put the coach right there.
I don't even know.
I'll put the coach right there.
and Iniesta.
I'm
see the issue.
The only African player to bring a team out of relegation. Can we stop that? Why can't it be besides Zidane? Okay. Can we stop all this thing? Because we're giving them more television time. Mona, no vex me. I'll bite your ear. All the time that they chance them not to win the World Cup. Leave it to. Let's not go and go into bias football. Yeah, or culture self is bad. What? Okay. It was so great that to name him twice. JJ God.
He also named Jemba twice.
Jemba. And himself, he tries small.
Even Jembin. Ba. Is it?
It's just Jemba. Ba. Behind the bar.
Baba.
Now so. He did cut you. He's in a baba.
Oh my God. I think, I don't know. Iniesta and Zidane. Very hard.
So where would.
I mean, say
why do
Mono
they have
Kante,
to be, why do
you
have to be
Zidane?
Separate?
Nah.
Why do they have to be separate? Why does it have to be Iniesta or Zidane?
Okay, yeah, I think we can still find the space for Iniesta up front.
Two CMs now.
No, 4-3-3. One person in the middle now, and then two other. How is your formation?
Who was that central midfielders now?
There's one in the middle. One at the right, one at the left.
Those, the right and the left are what?
Yeah, they are still center midfielders. We can still use
actually,
it like that.
Actually,
if he wants to take it like that. No,
wait, what was the prior plan? You wanted to do 4, 1 DM, 1, 2 wingers. Two attacking midfielders.
Of course, we already know the two people in front there.
Who and who?
In the past 10 years, who are the who?
I should be asking you who and who.
Want to say Messi and Ronaldo.
Definitely, bruv.
Actually, I was not thinking that. I was thinking more of Messi for center attacking.
We'll get there.
Then we have C. Ronaldo and the old Ronaldo.
Don't let us beat the
guy. The two Ronaldo. And the boy like Ronaldo.
So, yes, I agree. Zidane, Iniesta. Then we need one more midfielder. Zidane, Iniesta, who?
I'm looking German.
Who? Balak?
Schweinsteiger actually is not bad.
There's been any other German central midfielders better than those two.
In
a very long time.
But like I'm saying, with all these things, we are still not having any African deal. There's no African on this team. I think I'm
African
fact.
DM would you say was?
So I think we don't have any very strong African midfielder.
Iniesta, Zidane, who?
I'm not going to call the guy that colors his hair every time. No, I'm not really a fan of coloring hair. You know. Really, but we have some
guy. Zidane has cancelled him out. Then Iniesta has cancelled too many people out too. When enter my single, N'Golo Kante is like an Iniesta that cannot pass.
Wow. That's just. Wait, that's
did
just
we forget
wicked.
About Ronaldinho?
That's wicked.
Ah, Gaucho.
Not rich, don't worry.
He can play in center midfield.
Yeah.
We cannot be forcing people into the team.
We can force them.
I'm telling you.
So they must be there.
For the sake
there's
of the Kaka Buga.
Too.
You see, when I said we should be 3-4-3 diamond, I would have had a proper place for an AM. You people said no.
We got one wingers.
We want wingers.
Yeah,
we like
you still
wingers.
Have wingers now. That's why it's 3-4-3.
So, whoa. Zidane, Iniesta.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should not put Xavi there.
Mm-hmm.
To balance out Iniesta.
Because honestly, there's no Xavi without Iniesta. No Iniesta.
Actually,
without Xavi.
Actually.
No, that's.
Well, most times I'm trying to play video games. That's how I kind of play.
Post goals, Frank Lampard.
We haven't once mentioned Sergio Busquets.
If I give you uppercuts,
what uppercut?
Where there's N'Golo Kante?
Not even close.
A little birdie said Bruno Fernandes.
What?
A little birdie.
Bruha?
It's not by shining for Bruhaha.
He's in a Bruhaha.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, Bruno. They say I'm not a foundational player.
I'm not going to
call him at all. So, what's the point? He's not going to reach his turn. What's the point?
The midfield is lay. He's lay.
Yeah, I'll see that.
Luis Figo, Perlo.
Perlo, DM.
Perlo, free kicks.
There are already enough free kick takers.
Actually.
More than enough.
I never knew it was this hard. This open budget.
As in, may you give you
a warned you people that this thing will be very unusual.
I don't go like me. I feel like people like Gattuso. Where as you see him, you know, say if you go break your ankle.
No, Joe.
Gattuso. Like Gattuso. By the time you call me to say, you do that, I put you, I say it.
No.
When he speaks that his language, whatever language, you do as if he's trying to tell him, I'm going to kill you today, man.
I'll put KDB there.
What?
KDB.
As a DM?
Not DM. Iniesta will play DM for me.
If
I'll put... I'll put this guy by his side.
Wait, are we doing Zidane. Are we doing a functional team or just a team of stars? Like, because some of the things that you're saying is making me worried. Are we doing like just okay, like a FIFA the best team? Because or are we doing a functional
because
team?
Because Ramos is there and Nesta is there. They don't really need a DM like that.
Says who?
So let's just have when somebody that can roam.
How can you say this when both of them played all their careers with someone in front of them?
So who pick now? Patrick Vieira?
No.
These are all good. Why not? Wow. Yeah, that's a good name.
Yeah, so actually.
I think it's Vieira.
No.
It's then who? Yeah, how you call Busquets?
Guy, look at what he's man.
So Joe Busquets.
Revolutionized. Imagine the freaking role.
Jabba.
Like you cannot objectively name a better DM in the last 10 years, and you know.
And this guy is not a DM, Yaya Toure. He would have been the African, the perfect African in that mix. He deserves it to be in the mix with these players.
Okay, you mean like to be in the mix but not to actually be there.
So be in the mix, like to be mentioned. Maybe we'll put him on the bench. When we get there, seven players for the bench. So, Vieira. I'm not going with Busquets. Are you going with him? He said Busquets.
Sergio Busquets.
That guy. That old man.
Well, at the point I was young, so
you
why not?
As in, you get... Busquets, you're talking about that old man. Someone who played the Champions League final at 20 and dominated the pitch. Someone who immediately played the Champions League team. There were so many people missing from that team.
Almost not do anything wrong.
So, Busquets, Zidane, and who? Before
man,
he moves out,
like, Iniesta. I don't like Busquets in that place. I'd rather put
you could
Patrick
put Steven Gerrard, actually. I mean, if we're looking at a team that is not going to be
actually, yeah,
functional.
I think I'll go with Steven Gerrard.
Gerrard could be
there. I'll go with Gerrard.
He's not a DM.
He has been. He's played there, but he might not be a DM, but he can play there.
Nah. How would we put Gerrard where there's no Frank Lampard?
What are you talking about?
Frank Lampard is better than Gerrard.
This is just this Chelsea speaking in.
Do you get
know. This is just
like
Chelsea
once again
somebody
can
scored
we, can
more
we
than 20
not,
goals for many seasons in
there. Okay then I don't see why Postkoz can't be there.
Postkoz is just name.
I don't understand what you mean by that. I do not understand what you have you seen his stats.
You want to compare stats to there's nobody that has Lampard stats.
The thing is annoying me about people that you're going to be talking about we're going to compare their stats and all you're going to say is goals and assists and that's it.
That is just that.
So how can that start? For a midfielder,
there's an award for assist. There's an award for goal. Tell me the award for pass.
There doesn't need to be for you to know that it's important. Is there an award for tackles? Is there an award for recovery?
Yes,
there's an award for recoveries. That's the defender of the.
Is there award for yellow card?
So he's the defender that makes the most tackles in the year that gets the award for
they will count it as part of the thing.
They don't. How many has Wan-Bissaka won?
You can see
zero. Because even despite the fact that he makes the most tackles season on season, rolling
it too. Good luck to
you
them.
Get.
But there's an award for assist and there's an award for goals.
Yeah, congrats. Ooh. Doesn't mean other things are unimportant.
They are all important.
I won't agree to Gerrard. I won't agree to Busquets. But if you guys want to go, fine. Good.
I mean, that's your business.
Gerrard,
you don't want to agree.
What if you agree to Gerrard?
I said Zidane and Iniesta, so I guess the both of you need to agree about something.
So
it just remains one more person. If we're talking about a sole pivot in the last since 1990, and it's not Sergio Busquets, then any other one you want to go for is fine by me.
Then let's go for Ronaldinho then.
Can you see that you're not okay in the end?
Ronaldinho.
As a sole DM.
Not DM, as a midfielder. All
how?
Of them be roaming.
How would they be
scattering themselves?
Are they heads, man?
So
what are they roaming about?
Ooh.
Pick now. I've already told you my pick. You've
who
decided
you
that.
Pick?
I said, if it's not Sergio Busquets, then for the love of other people, might as well just have Steven Gerrard in there.
Busquets.
You as you
why
you, Busquets over.
Why is the pain there?
How would like, Gerrard be there and Lampard is not there?
Busquets it is.
So definitely up front. Wow, wingers. Right winger, left winger.
You see, this is where the problem is because
it's Ronaldo and Messi.
How?
Who is better than
you
them?
Who said it's in the 90s and I might want to pick Maradona. You cannot beat me.
Yes.
Messi is an improved version of Maradona.
He can play up front so, as a centre forward. Maradona will play on the right.
Where's Pele
no,
in all
no.
this?
No, 90s.
Where's Ronaldo? Where's Pele?
You see? No, Ronaldo. Is the Pele playing in the 90s?
You know this Pele self is story we heard
story
and
that
pictures
was,
that we just saw everywhere. But it was good, Sha.
Ronaldo Lima. Lima Ronaldo. Where is he here?
Well, I've not gotten there.
The two Ronaldos are in front.
Okay, well, to be fair, most of Maradona's great era was in the 80s. So, probably go Messi, Ronaldo.
Nobody
the two Ronaldos are Messi.
Messi and Ronaldo. There's nobody. Cristiano and Messi. Bam. There's no player you can mention, as far as I'm concerned. Because if it's Maradona, I'll pick Messi.
So who is the center striker?
If it's any other person, I'll pick Ronaldo.
If you put the two of them at the wings, so you're saying
I won't pick that De Lima because he can have injury before the match.
How now? That was old age now. Well, like, at their form, when they were at their peak, Abba.
All right.
Abba.
I don't think there's anybody better than him.
Lewandowski?
No. It's Sean Benny. It's recently that Lewandowski's
okay, pick up heat.
Yeah, but he's already scored more goals than him.
Yes.
True, because that guy, you can't really compare goals for Delima because he was always injured.
I mean, like individual season.
This part that he has constantly talking about this injury, eh?
As if that's the only thing that defined his career.
As no, in, you were saying he has more goals. Definitely, should have more goals now. How many injuries has Lewandowski?
No, I mean, like had? Even in like if you're looking at best seasons, he would still have like
more goals.
Yeah, per season, season on season.
And but Lewandowski doesn't do it alone. But respect to the guy, Sha. He's good. Cause he does it even in Poland, though.
Yeah, that's what people don't really realize. Like, he's good. Even in Poland, he still scores goals.
So, Lewandowski or
Ronaldo
Delima?
And Lewy on the bench.
Okay. So, we're having that.
Ronaldo is up front for us. Bam.
Yeah. So, we have 7 players now. Lewy. On the bench now.
Okay.
7 bench. So, Lewy. I say Yaya Touré. Definitely on that bench for me.
I mean, if Yaya Touré is going to knock out both Lampard and Gerrard, then no problem. Carry
on. In case. Maybe he can come in second
half. I nod your chest.
Start the match.
Yo, you're actually taking me serious that Yaya Touré will bench both.
Did your coach is on that bench?
Eh?
Okocha is on the bench.
Eh?
Let's just give him a seat.
Okocha is on the bench. We'll either him. Okocha or Kanu are on that bench.
We'll
when the, as even can, what are we even saying? Kanu, safe. Okocha. The two of
what
them.
You know what's funny?
Taribu West.
I would much rather have Mikel on the bench than either Kanu or Okocha.
Funny enough, yes.
Mikel Obi.
Yeah. Yes.
Than Okocha.
Yeah. Yes. What we see, we're not here to dribble.
Mikel Obi.
But Ronaldo,
serious business.
Mikel Obi. Mikel Obi.
You know, if Okocha.
Hello. Wait. Mikel Obi than Okocha. Please.
Mikel Obi.
Please, LOC. I just hold one. If they can beat this, then yes. Did he bring a team out of relegation?
Right.
Please.
Do you know what's funny?
Please, you know what's pissing me off here. I'm going to.
The funny thing is that
you know how people have brought somebody.
Both were already.
Who did what?
Mahrez.
Mama, where?
Let's start.
Both were already
when?
Well out of relegation before coach got there. Yes. They almost got relegated.
You can say it's when Okocha left Bolton, they lost their spark.
They lost everything. They had nobody else.
That's the only thing.
He put the B.
And I wonder why he went to Bolton. It's like he did not know. Maybe he just wanted to go to English.
He went to go and bring football back to life. Even Ronaldinho said that we they kiss Roger Okocha boots. Why would they do like this now? I don't like Ronaldinho this. You people are very, very anti-Nigerian and anti-African on our football team.
Our bench.
Lewandowski.
You said you don't want Yaya Touré. Yaya Touré on
we
that bench.
We need goalkeeper for the bench.
Wait, we'll get there. Then Okocha, I'm putting him because of you. Okocha, come and call out Jesse. Because of Shei, come and take Jesse. So we have 4 people, a goalkeeper.
Wait. Who are the 4 people?
We have 4 people left. Lewandowski, Yaya Touré, Okocha. That's 2 midfielders. We are wasting that space, but no problem. 4 people. Definitely, we're arguing this. Oliver Kahn definitely on the bench.
Okay, fair.
So I agree. Yeah, okay, that one.
So we have 3 more people. That means we need at least 2 defenders on that bench. Then 1 more attacker.
What kind of defender?
We don't know. If it's somebody that can roam about, in case anybody gets injured, somebody that can play both right and left. Let's put Lam there.
Okay. Yeah. Yes. Let's put Lam there on the bench. Lam on the bench.
Then we need 2 more people on our bench now.
Schweinsteiger.
Nah.
Are we looking for midfielders or defenders? Purely defenders.
Or purely defenders.
No, attack now. Our defense is stocked up.
We added Ronaldinho?
We have Lam. Let's put Ronaldinho.
Okay.
So
I
one
agree.
More defender.
I agree.
Definitely a defender now.
Do we really need another defender?
We only have Lam.
No other center back.
No center back.
That's tough.
Taribu West.
See, Okocha said, well, I still knock him off this list.
Oh my god.
Okay.
A defender. I think the problem is that there are so many defenders around the same level in that.
You know, I'll pick Prime Van Dijk.
I don't think Van Dijk was even better than Vidic. I don't think Van Dijk was better.
He's better than Vidic. Prime Van Dijk. Until Vidic this injury this season, Prime that's just Vidic the issue. Vidic caused us trouble in Chelsea. Gone. But boy, I can have something else. But over Vidic, there's still John Terry now. They are not mates.
I think I'll go with Terry.
I think that's fair.
I'll go with Terry.
All right, so that's it. John Terry.
Hopefully, if he's not trying to sleep with.
He's not the first to actually try and sleep with. Mm-mm. Several people have done it. Yeah.
How many of them have succeeded?
I don't know. But that guy is a legend, though. And he still found his way back to the starting lineup again.
I'm not saying anything.
All right, now that's that for us.
So now, coach, who's the coach? Management or coach?
Definitely, we know the coach, man.
Leave it up, give it up for Scotland. Our one and only Eguavon.
Shribu Amodudi.
No. I don't care.
We know the coach is from Scotland. That's the only person that can manage all these Eagles.
Scotland.
Alex. Ferguson.
Forgive me. Okay, where I heard. You see?
That's the only man.
Okay, you see.
If
for the first time,
go there, he can go and be benching one
person.
This
is the first time that I'm agreeing with you without thinking two times.
If you bench
times.
Somebody in court. If Mario go there, he can say rubbish to Zidane. Zidane will headbutt him.
Oh, no. Let me lie. But so if you try Ferguson, if Ferguson go spin you shoe, yes. He go spin you boots.
If you call Carlos, come here. I need Joe go see there.
You don't echo. You don't share. Charge Benny.
I think that's the only person that can manage all these egos. What do you think?
Fair enough. I mean, if you look at what he's done in that time frame, three Champions Leagues. Two technically. The other one was before the 90s. Two Champions Leagues, more than a dozen league titles, more cups even. I mean, it's very hard to look for another manager who was that consistently successful in that period. Yeah.
It would have been Guardiola, but... We don't want issues.
Let's have issues.
We don't want. But imagine Guardiola managing that squad. Man. But there will be issues.
I think a lot of them will not even play.
Imagine future Zidane managing the squad.
Sorry, I don't have enough.
He will headboot himself.
What's the pass?
He will headboot himself. You know, you just going to be saying, just you.
He should go and play ball. Play in the midfield for us.
You forget about the future.
Klopp, Tuchel, Guardiola, respect, but nah.
Moyes, Ferguson.
Nobody else.
Baba Fergie. Well, actually, for me, it's Ferguson or Eguavon.
Guardiola,
Eguavon. Please, I don't like his fact that we are not even considering our own. No.
If there's anybody who we even look for as the best indigenous Nigerian manager,
Chris Anchuku.
What happened? Oh, what happened? Even, you were not founded.
You get
it. Shock you.
Founded of the dumb. So how? Why would you say Christian Chukwu? Why? Like what? On what merit?
So
I'd have said Stephen Keshi would probably be top of around the
Stephen Keshi. Stephen Keshi, I wanted to say massive respect. 1 minute silence for the Lord.
That's how you said 1 minute silence on the last podcast.
Imagine the minute after the 1 minute silence call, one person was talking and the other person started talking again.
2 seconds for the Lord. Yes, respect. Was he up to
God
2 seconds?
Forgive you. May God forgive you.
He, by God's grace,
imagine
him
keeping quiet for 1 minute. Everybody will off the podcast. You think
that was
network.
Oh, no. All
right. All right, guys. So we've heard our 11, our starting 11, even though some of us don't really agree with most of it, but it's fine.
That is I. Yes. I don't have. Yes, Taribo West, Kanu Wanko, Victor Ekweba.
Victor Eyama.
Are you kidding me? No, I'm not great.
Eyama, not bad. He will be in the feeders team.
What?
As in?
Yes,
what
now.
Need respect.
You get
keep shot there. Go to Naughty Corner.
Oliver Kahn. Go to Naughty Corner.
Go to Naughty Corner. This week, they're all playing in the same bracket of time.
No.
Okay. Eyama was good, Sha. Especially in that era when he was. He had
prime.
Like 82 rating even on
remember
FIFA.
We are talking about all these guys
it
at their prime. Oh. Yeah, at their prime they were really good. Kanu at his prime was more or less like a Ronaldo.
Which of the Ronaldos?
Ronaldo Lima actually.
Maybe Ronaldo defender.
No,
there's a Ronaldo defender in
Kanu was on par with Thierry Henry, Abana. I'm on a stop now. When he was in Arsenal. Abana, 02 jersey period. Had a baggy Agbada jersey. Chill now. Kanu is
the greatest
now.
African player ever. I've been Nigerian player ever.
That's difficult though.
Greatest.
Difficult.
Greatest.
Rashidi Yekini.
Chill now. Kanu dey in age brackets. Dey in team brackets. No, not in age bracket too. But
Kanu is not Rashidi's mate.
No, now like in younger brother, now like junior team, Nabi.
If we're talking about Rashidi. Greatest.
But in terms of, if I was going to pick that who was quality enough, I'll pick Mikel Obi. Bam. That's who I'll go for.
No, we are like Daniel Amokashi today. We will never talk.
Yeah, but I mean, if you look at their careers and what they were.
We still have JJ Okocha.
Mikel was the longest lasting of that era, so he didn't leave Chelsea until.
Obafemi Martin himself.
And why did he leave
Obafemi
Martin himself? You know, it was Nigeria that caused the rift between Mikel and Chelsea. And Conte. He left Chelsea.
Maybe not
to
Nigeria, but
it was part of it. Now
he answered the clarion call.
He could have said no. He could have put his career.
He's a patriot. Hello, what's your people's problem?
What
would have been the point of saying no when you've won the Champions League with Chelsea, you've won the league title?
Yeah, so it was all concerned.
You've done everything that you
win every year, and so you answered the clarion card.
No, it's everybody that does that, though.
I think if it was earlier in his career, he might have said no. Just the way we've seen him and your Dennis say no. Because they understand that they still have a career.
Osimhen kind of said no.
DSS, if you are looking out for... DSS, if you are looking for unpatriotic Nigerians, just look at these other two people that are hosting with me. They are waving towards the other countries more than us. Take note. Yes, I said it. Because they are not favoring us. Yes, I said it.
How?
They should be arrested.
Like Guardiola would say, if you have the chance to beat someone 5-0 and you don't beat them 5-0, you are showing them disrespect. So if you have the chance to be fair to Nigerians... And how they've played other clubs, how they've played in their careers, and you are favoring them unnecessarily. You are being unfair to them. It's not fair.
It's true. Let them know. That's the mistake we made. We are blaming our goalkeeper. That goal. That's his quality. Koribo. Did not read.
Don't do it for the Koribo.
We are living in the sky.
Oh, that shot. Shot Egbuno.
It's a normal. Even Ayola. Even Yagami can catch that ball. Let's count it.
He maybe received a phone call before the match.
I guarantee you, we'll still. I said it on the last episode now that we will still see that goal again in the Premier League. We'll see it in the Champions League. We'll see it at this coming World Cup. When it happens again, I'll remind you people that see the goal that people said nobody else can concede.
Well, I've seen the red card, it will be collected too. Well, I've seen plenty of things. We shall miss it. Bam.
Exactly. So, what's the point of now saying, this is quality?
No.
Anyways.
It was just one save, man.
He made like 3 saves in that game.
I mean, it was just one save that he could have helped us with. Just that one save.
And he might have left another one. Goal that went out, went out. That's just the way life is.
True, Sha. Whatever will be, will be.
So, we've come to the end of the Borgeko podcast. And as usual, we've had a lot of fun. And we hope that you had a lot of fun as well. If you'd like to be on the podcast, you can just reach out to us at Borgeko on Twitter or at the Borgeko Pod on Instagram. We're also on Facebook as at Borgeko. Reach out to us. Let us know what you think of our. Who did we forget? Who did we add mistakenly? And do you have a better 11 than us as well? Let us know. And see you next time.
Set up your 11. Let our 11 play your 11.
Straight, no time. Gecko coins. We're there 11. For you.
Let go.
That was Ball Gecko Podcast. For more content, please follow us on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ball Gecko. Also, check out our website at www.ballgecko.com.